If any of you have had an aunt, uncle, parents, or grandparent who has had cancer chemotherapy, they probably got really sick. This is because most cancer chemotherapy is nonspecific. We all know that cancer is very difficult to treat. It's when a mass of cells divide uncontrollably to form lumps of tissues called tumors. It can occur anywhere in the body because there are cells everywhere in our body, and if it successfully spreads to other parts, it can invade and destroy other healthy tissues and be life-threatening. Many drugs and treatments have been tested, but they often don't seem to work. So why is it so hard to treat cancer? Dr. Chris Orvig, a professor of chemistry and pharmaceutical sciences at University of British Columbia, can help shed some light on why this is the case and how his research can make a difference towards cancer treatment.
The combination of the drug cocktail they give you basically beats the heck out of every cell in your body, but the cancer cells are a little more susceptible because they're dividing more quickly, and therefore you basically have to beat up the whole body to beat up the cancer.
Cancer is not a single disease. There are many types of cancer, and each develops differently.
Everybody's quite different, right? And we're different sizes. We have different masses. We vary in our biochemistry, right? Some people gain weight really easily, other people don't.
There is really no specific treatment that cures all types of cancer. Currently, radiopharmaceuticals, which are drugs that contain radiation-producing molecules, are used to detect and treat cancer cells. These molecules are usually radioactive metals. However, these radioactive metals have to be accompanied by ligands, which are molecules that encapsulate these metal ions. This metal-ligand complex causes the metal to be stable enough to be administered into the body and to be maintained long enough inside the patient for usage before it gets metabolized and secreted out.
If you don't chemically hug it, or chelate it is the proper word, if you don't bind the metal up, if you just inject the radioactive metal, it will be taken up immediately by all kinds of proteins that are circulating in our blood. We've got all kinds of proteins that are there to move metals. Those, if you don't chemically bind it up, then those proteins will bind the metals, and you just simply end up with the metal going everywhere.
The radiation from the radioactive metal can be detected by a scanner that can create images of your internal structures used for detection and diagnosis of diseases. Many researchers have already created different kinds of ligands that can incorporate a variety of metal ions in radiopharmaceuticals, but they still have many limitations. Some ligands can take a while to hug the metal snugly, which is not very useful if the metal ion has a short half-life. So therefore, it needs to be heated up to speed up the reaction.
We think as chemists that we can do a lot better.
Dr. Orvig and his team has synthesized a ligand that can bind to certain metals in about 5 to 10 minutes at room temperature. The difference between their ligand and many other ligands is that their ligand wraps around the metal like a snake, rather than like a bear hug. They only tested their molecule on ovarian cancer cells in mice, and is still in the very early stages of it. It is not a new treatment or a new imaging technique that they are describing in their paper, but a new system that could be developed into one. Dr. Orvig hopes it can be further improved to the point where they can start looking at detecting different cancer cells and destroying specific cancer cells instead of all cells in your body.
Because in science, it's always about making it better.